Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers, guests, and hi to all of those who are listening from near and far. Today is Monday, 16th of June, and here in Auroville is sunny on 31 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy and hot throughout the day, and overcast over the night, with temperatures from low of 29 to high of 39, with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest on 10 km per hour, with occasional gust on 14 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 10. Sunrise this morning at 5:47, and we will have a sunlight for 12 hours 49 minutes, and it will set at 6:36 p.m. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 85%. So another hot week ahead of us, and not much events on the calendars. As an outcome of the follow-up general meeting on Wednesday, 4th of June, in the Unity Pavilion, the Residents' Assembly Service warmly invites all of us to participate in Residents' Assembly decision-making event. On the ratification of the entire outcome of the recently undertaken selection process of the Auroville Council and Working Committee. The meeting was the second in a series to present a proposed new Working Committee and Auroville Council to the community, and that second one was facilitated with Lyle and arrived to the following consensus position. The meeting arrived at general agreement that the entire outcome, the proposed Working Committee and Auroville Council, of the study group's participatory working group selection process would be presented to the community in a residence assembly decision-making process. So we are asked, therefore, to consider the following question. I agree to ratify the entire outcome of the selection process, that is, of both the Auroville Council and Working Committee, as presented in general meeting on May 28th, and published in the news and notes on May 10th, with a simple yes or no. We may participate either online or in person. To participate online, we click on the link and follow the instructions. And the online facility is available from Monday, June 23rd, which is next week, till 4 p.m. on Saturday, June 28th. But in person, we register our preference on paper, and we just go to the solar kitchen on Saturday 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email Resident Assembly Service at rustservice@auroville.org, or we can call them on 88-70-28-8502. And here we're gonna read also the feedback sent in concerning the proposed Auroville Council and Working Committee by FAMC. And they're saying, they work closely with both Working Committee and Auroville Council on a regular basis. So it is imperative that both working groups are composed of good-willed, mature, skilled and competent Aurovillians. They request that we give a thoughtful consideration to their input on the composition of the next Working Committee and Auroville Council. And due to deep concerns of confidentiality, as many Working Committee and Auroville Council topics are sensitive, only signatories of each group should be included in the email distribution. And following people should not be part either of Working Committee nor Auroville Council in any capacity. First, people know to threaten, create, perpetuate, or are prone to violence. Second, people known to be involved in local village politics or who bring village politics into Auroville. Third, people involved in civil or criminal court cases. Continue, former members should be resource persons only, not signatories. They are also asking us to take in consideration that with a large number of people, they're underlined in the reference below. With access to this feedback, the trust in confidentiality is diminished to a point that many residents will not give honest feedback because it will not satisfy, it will not stay confidential. In the name of FMC, Ashok, Daniel, David, Ayanar, Jürgen, Michael, Ratinam, Satyakam, Sauro, Toby and Uli. And here's the Friederike's letter on AVI Germany meeting in Munster. Impressions, where she's saying that AVI Germany held its annual meeting from May 29 to 1st of June, and it took place nearby Munster in North Rhine-Westphalia. Close to 90 people participated, more than one-third belonging to the age group of below and around 30, mostly ex-volunteers plus 16 new participants of the German government-funded Wellworth program who will start their one-year service in different Auroville projects in August. The activities for this group had already started 2 days earlier, giving them the first opportunity to receive in-depth information about Auroville and their future work, and also begin with their grouping process, something very important since they will have to support each other a lot over the coming year. And about volunteers, they are saying that the fact is that quite a lot of their ex-volunteers keep in close contact with them, some of them getting actively involved with their association's activities, like selecting and training the new Wellworths volunteers, peak for the success of the program and mirrors the quality of their Orville experiences. A regular part of their meeting program is also Orville news reports given by those who just returned from their annual Orville visit, supported by attending Orvillians. And this year they had Andy, Sandira, Jana, Anneke and Michael, and newcomer Jerry from South Africa participating. International zone development, the land situation and the Sacred Grove project were among the present topics. Special guest was Ribu, who had come over from Netherlands to talk trash, as he likes to say, and present the great work he and his group does on garbology. Another highlight was the report of two ex-volunteers about their one-year Orville experiences. Main theme of the whole meeting was A Better World is Possible, inviting the participants to share where and how they experience in their own society and surroundings the changes Mothers and Shri Aurobindo's action on Earth has already brought about. The workshop on creation in light Sandira had offered fitted very well in this theme, which was introduced by talk on the society of the future, collective awareness development in the light of Shri Aurobindo by their AVI Germany board member Gorg. And here's an announcement that due to the maintenance work, the Matrimony will be closed from tomorrow for 3 days, which means Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 17, 18 and 19 of June. And for the last couple of days, there have been about 100 flamingos very close to the bridge at Mandalayar Kupam. This is the boathouse that comes on the right about 20 kilometers after Marakanam on the way to Chennai on the ECR. This is just after the large open water body on the left. Immediately after the boathouse, there is a long bridge and the flamingos are in the water on the left-hand side of the bridge. And from the food links comes an interesting fact that, attractive as the golden heaps of mangoes piled up everywhere are to eyes, the shocking fact is that more than half of the fruits is said to be treated with calcium carbide, a white powder that emits a heating gas, acetylene, which induces hard green fruit artificially grow within 24 hours. The chemical contains traces of arsenic and phosphor, both highly toxic to health. It's banned in India, and this year alone, many tons of carbide-ripened mangoes have been seized and destroyed by health officials during raids in every part of the country. Ethylene gas is emitted by fruit during its natural ripening process, hence its technology qualifies as natural ripening. It has been so far too costly and out of reach for most of traders, but fortunately more affordable options have recently been developed in the form of portable ripening tents. Though none of these methods can compare with the taste and properties of the sun-ripened fruit, these seem at least a step in safer direction. In the meantime, public education and consumer awareness are the only way to safeguard people's health and ultimately end the current irresponsible practices. How you can recognize carbide-ripened mango? Skin has patches of green instead of natural blend of green and yellow. Taste is bland and insipid, not the full flavor of ripe mango, slight burning in the mouth, possibly in throat. Pulp is in texture and color not uniform, fruit looks ripe out from outside but not inside, and juice, there's little or no juice. A natural mango has plenty of sweet juice. A health risk of carbide-ripened fruit are considered very serious. Nervous system and brain disorders, headaches, memory loss, moodiness, vertigo, seizures, and etc. Digestive disorders like diarrhea, pain, and vomiting. Skin disorders like allergies, jaundice, hormone disruption, causing hyperthyroidism, ovarian cysts, diabetes, and etc., and cancer. And here's a special note that saying that washing and peeling artificially ripened mango does not help. It only eliminates a small amount of toxicity. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 PM, we can see an Indian science fiction thriller, Seven Sense, which was made in India in 2011 by writer and director R. Murugados. Tomorrow, they will screen an Italian drama, Come Into the Light, made in Italy in 2005 by director Roberto Faenza. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural jewel, Ballet Balanchine at Paris Opera, made in USA in 2000 by director Rainer Moritz, with Aurelio Dupont, M.A. Gillot, Kader Belbari and others. And a mother wrote, "Concentrate in the heart. Enter into it, go within and deep and far, as far you can. Gather all the strings of your consciousness that are spread abroad, roll them up and take a plunge and sink down. A fire is burning there in the deep quietude of the heart. It is the divinity in you, your true being. Hear its voice, follow its dictates." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.